New economic numbers out this morning show more lost jobs in August. According to the Labor Department's latest survey, company payrolls fell by 93,000 last month. The unemployment rate, which is determined by a separate survey, actually improved a bit, declining a tenth of a percent to 6.1%. But economists say that may have been due to people who gave up looking for work. NPR's Jack Spear is here. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Bob.
So another report where the overall number of jobs went down. Is it as bad as it looks?
Well, there's no question this is a pretty disappointing report this morning. A lot of economists had thought we'd see an increase in jobs last month. This, of course, showed big job losses, as you mentioned. Perhaps most discouraging, however, was the fact that manufacturing, which has been losing jobs steadily here over the past several years, continued to lose more jobs in August. Manufacturing employment was down another 44,000 last month. Since August of 2000, the nation's manufacturers have cut about 16% of their total workforce. Also losing jobs last month were the services sector and government. Only construction and healthcare showed any real gains last month.
But the unemployment rate went down.
Yeah, and that's what's interesting here. It has to do with a couple of things. The unemployment rate and the payroll employment number actually derive from two separate surveys. The government derives the unemployment rate from a survey of about 60,000 households. Uses an entirely different method, however, to get to payrolls. It surveys employers to determine how many people are actually working. Clearly, there are people out there, though, who have become discouraged, individuals who, for whatever reason, have simply given up looking for a job. We've got about 500,000 of those folks, according to the latest report. And the number of discouraged workers has actually risen by 125,000 this year alone. But even as we're getting these weak employment numbers, other areas of the economy are showing signs of improvement. Second quarter growth was revised upwards to over 3%. There have been some strong retail sales numbers. And we've had continued signs of strength in terms of consumer spending. I spoke with one economist this morning. He thinks one reason we may be getting these weak employment numbers is that some people may be getting jobs now at smaller companies, companies that aren't necessarily counted in this data. And he also thinks some people may be starting independent businesses on their own.
No, but even if that's true, this is a number everyone looks at, and the numbers can't be making the Bush administration very happy.
Well, no, absolutely not. There's no question that the monthly unemployment data is a political hot button for the administration. As a result of the numbers we've got today, I mean, you're going to hear a lot more about, for example, this so-called jobless recovery, what one Fed official recently referred to as the job loss recovery. And you're also going to hear a great deal more about the effectiveness of the administration's tax and spending package that took effect in July. We've certainly seen growth in other areas, though, and it's worth noting these numbers could be revised upwards later.
NPR's Jack Spear.